is Andrew Cuomo.
Oh.
I would Booz Allen Hamilton build a ballroom. That ain't making sense to me.
No, that ain't making sense.
They're a defense contractor. What is it they're really after? It feels like a conspiracy. Why would Lockheed Martin build a ballroom? That ain't making sense to me.
No, that don't make sense.
They build rockets, they build missiles. Now it's drinks to wet your whistle. It's something sinister indeed. Oh, why would Palantir want to help build a ballroom? That ain't making sense to me. I just can't get down with that man. You remember that scene from Batman? They're gonna build more surveillance technology. Oh, turns out Hitler also built a ballroom. Oh, now it's making sense to me. Oh, cause when the stuff hit the fan, that's the place that they all ran. And it turns out that Trump has the exact same plan. God damn it!
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, now I had a friend tell me that the fans are the new glow sticks.
Oh, really?
For the dancers.
Okay, that is interesting. I had no idea that that was a thing. All right, well, keep your fans at home, kids.
Click, clack.
Yeah, click, clack. Get back. Jack. Attack! Click, clack! I don't know. I don't know what was going on with the fans.
I don't know why they're being banned, but okay.
There's a lot of people on the social media that are upset about the fans one way or the other. Like, thank God they... I don't know. Were the fans that big of a problem?
Maybe they were, like, hitting people in the face or
probably.
Something?
Yeah, they're probably whipping them open in people's eyeballs. I don't know.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. I am reading a lot about the trends of the men in Hollywood getting the face surgery.
Which one?
Oh, we can name a lot now. You want me to go through a little list here?
Sure.
Okay, hold on 1 second. And then, well, we all know Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell. Terrible.
Yes.
Have you seen Simon?
I have not. Oh. Okay.
Terrible. I mean, that is just like, doesn't even look human to me, if I'm being real honest. let's see. Who else? Tom Cruise has the best plastic surgeon ever.
He's got to have one, right?
He looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. How does he look fantastic? I just don't know.
Aliens.
We've, of course, been talking about Bradley Cooper.
Right.
Bradley Cooper has done a number on his face. Now Ryan Gosling is in the mix.
Not Gosling.
Yes, Gosling. Let's look here.
Oh, no.
Mickey Rourke, well, he's been a mess for years.
He was really one of the first men that I remember seeing with something bad, some kind of bad plastic surgery.
Well, I mean, he was in that Wrestler. It was shocking.
Well, right, yeah.
It was shocking the way that he looked. But it kind of fit the narrative. It fit the story. So you felt like, okay, run hard and wet and run ragged. You know, he's just kind of that guy.
Yeah.
But, okay, Mickey Rourke is Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
But Ryan Gosling is Ryan Gosling. Now, I know Mickey was
you can't fuck with The Notebook.
It's just terrible. Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can... Ryan Gosling. He was in La La Land.
Yeah.
And he is just a lovely human being.
He is.
He's
lovely.
A very handsome gentleman.
Easy on the eyes.
Lots of people are now pointing out that he has... you know, he's got that...
altered.
Yeah, he's got that altered look. He is messing with his face, and people are not happy about it. Here's the thing, and I agree with this sentiment. I forgot
Where's
who said
Gosling?
It.
Where's Gosling? Let me see him.
I don't see this as much as other people do, but okay, maybe. Hold on 1 second. And I'll see if we can post some pictures of this on the video if you want to go watch it. Yeah, I guess he's had face work done.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, something's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
He's going in that direction. Let's put it that way. Something's different. Oh, here it's more noticeable. Face is puffy. Oh, cheeks are plumped.
That is a big
eyebrows furrowed even more. That's a goddamn shame. Here's the thing. If you're good looking and sexy in your 20s and 30s, you're going to be good looking and sexy in your 40s and 50s.
Like Clooney. I just saw a interview with him. I think it was CBS Sunday Morning. I love that show. Anyways, he was on there, and he has some deep lines on his forehead and some wrinkles and stuff.
Yeah.
Still so handsome. So rugged, so handsome. It's perfect.
A great, great looking guy. Harrison Ford is another example of this.
To get older.
It is okay to get older. I have thought about this myself.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little plump, but a little Botox here, a little Botox there. And I got to be honest. Like, it scares the shit out of me because I see these people who have had Botox for a very long time now on the internet talking about Botox and fillers and how it's just causing damage to their faces, their skin.
Well, you can go too far with it.
Well, now they're saying that Botox leaks into your brain and kills brain cells. Well, I don't need any help with that. I did that in my teens and 20s at a rapid clip. Luckily, I had some to spare back then. Now, I don't. I don't have any more to spare. But listen,
it's a shame.
I have advice for the... And who are the people who are advising them to do this? Is it a manager? Is it a girlfriend? Is it a wife? Is it a boyfriend?
You know, you probably are so insulated in a bubble of just really... self-absorbed people and that are constantly changing and getting things done and improving.
I got it.
You're running in that circle maybe of they're doing it, so I should do it. And who did you use? Who's your doctor? Then maybe the doctor talks them into it. Who knows?
Yeah. I am with you 1,000%. I totally understand that in that business, you really have to take care of yourself. That's your face, your body. That is the thing that sells the show. That is what keeps people coming to the box office. But I think we're all adults and we can be aware that Ryan Gosling is not going to look like that exactly like that forever.
You don't have to look at, you don't be frozen in time.
No. And that's what some of these celebrities look like. They look like they're frozen. Mm-hmm. Literally, their faces are frozen. I mean, Simon Cowell is the worst example of this. He has gone so far overboard that he's not recognizable as a human, I don't think.
Was he in some kind of accident? Didn't he have...
was he?
I feel like I remember something about that.
I think it was a scooter accident. I think he broke his leg.
If I'm not mistaken,
had two significant accidents while riding electric bikes. Both came with hospitalization and he almost became paralyzed.
Yes, I remember that one.
He broke his arm in one and he broke his back in the other. Okay.
So not the face.
Yeah. Right. But he just got so puffy and weird. Have you seen him doing the dance down the Kelly Clarkson show?
Mm-mm.
Let me show this to you. This is shocking. Kelly Clarkson show. Okay. Let me show this. I'm going to ask dance. Is it the Kelly Clarkson show or was it the...
Oh, well, the other one.
What's her name?
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson.
She does the dance. She has like the dance
thing. Okay. That was it then. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me show you. You watch too much TV.
No, I just saw Jennifer Hudson on another show the other day, and she was talking about it.
Here it is.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Is that not stunningly weird?
Yeah,
is that not really weird. Stunningly weird? Mm-hmm. He looks like an alien. He looks like an alien. Now, I can understand he might be walking a little weird because of the broken back and the hands, but he's like, looks like a dinosaur clapping his hands. And he's got a huge round face on this tiny body.
Yeah,
and it's just like
strange.
Plumped with fillers. It is a trend that I am not interested in, at all. I don't want to poke at someone else's looks. If you feel like that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. I am sharing that my own personal perspective is it's been taken too far in some cases. And some of these men in Hollywood, Simon Cowell was a good looking dude.
Yeah.
He's a handsome dude. Maybe he wasn't everybody's cup of tea, but he was the smart ass, whip smart guy on AGT and on American Idol. Uh-huh. And I think everyone could have agree he wasn't terrible to look at.
No.
He could have just kept going that direction. A little grayer, a little older.
It's a little more rugged, yeah.
Yeah, few more wrinkles. This is the
it's
problem.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the problem with Hollywood and our influencer-obsessed culture, is that now we're all feeling pressure to turn back the clock, including some, you know, 18, 19-year-olds who are getting Botox. That's insane.
Yeah, that's too young.
That's insane. You're too young. 35 at the youngest. At the youngest. Just go through it. Go through age. You're going to get better looking. If you're 18 years old, you're going to be your best looking between 25 and 30. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. That's when God makes you the most voluminous so that you can attract a partner like the caveman days. Just to go for it. Don't worry about
and
it.
And peacock.
Yeah, peacocking all around. Speaking of peacocking, I've been keeping an eye on Mystery, who has popped back up. And he is doing all of these events where you pay money and you show up and then you get advice and it's
the pickup artist.
Yeah, it's wild. It is wild.
We'll have to do a show on it.
I would love to if people would take video of it, but I think it's kind of like a closed environment. But here's the gig. Here's what they do. Him and some other dipshit pickup artist, they go online and they drum up a bunch of, and we're going to be down in Miami or Tulum or Hawaii or whatever, yeah, some far-flung location. We're going to rent a house. It's going to be two of the master pickup artists spending quality time for 7 to 10 days with you. Just us in a house, hanging out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll eat together. We'll play together. We'll go do sets together out in the town. And I'm like, the only thing I can think to myself is you'll buy call girls together. I mean,
right,
that's what's going to happen. Don't bullshit it. Number one. Number two, Mystery and this other guy are taking people on vacation at their expense.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing. Now, I'm not knocking the game. If I could get people to take me on vacation, I would do it too. But it just seems appallingly.
Well, it's kind of like the bands that go to, you know, Mexico or whatever.
Of course.
Play, yes. Except this is Mystery.
Yes. I was talking to Paul Chowdhury. And Chrissy was out. But I was talking to Paul, who is an extraordinarily famous comic from the UK.
Yes.
Indian descent. He's very famous. Like, he goes to Wembley and sells out one of their stadiums. Like, Wembley is a complex of stadiums.
Right.
It's not just the big football stadium, but he sells out Wembley. And he explained to me that most of the time when you do these big shows, what you're really doing is you are lucky if you pay for all of the costs associated with the big show. It's a fuck you kind of statement. You go there, you sell it out, you announce to the world you're big, you're bad. He's like, it's really just a it's really just a punctuation mark is what it is. Now, I know these bands that tour like, you know, 200 nights a year and go do these stadiums, they have to be making a little, you know, some money. They don't seem to be bad off. But I always felt like the other bands, the ones that go down and do the Mexico show, like, you know, once a year and they're down there for a week and or Dominican Republic at the Hard Rock or whatever, and they don't tour around a lot. That's essentially what they're doing. They're getting you to pay for their vacation. Okay,
that's
cool.
Fine.
If I like listening to the music, I'm okay with that.
I was
going to
say, if it's my vacation and I like the band, then they're playing my vacation. So that's fine.
Yeah. Listen, how else are you going to get the band to play your vacation?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, listen, I'm not. However you got to do it, you got to do it. I'm not saying it's bad. That's also same with the cruises.
Uh-huh.
Remember Tammy would go on
Tammy,
I love Tammy. I'm watching all her shit. Tammy on those cruises.
I bet those cruises are wild.
Wild. Heather McMahon did one.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's doing one. There's another podcast. I can't think of the name right now, but they're kind of like a sports friendship podcast with a couple of celebrities. They're also doing their first cruise. And I just think to myself, I know you don't like cruising, but it would be fun, I think, to just rent a cruise ship or have a cruise ship. Fill it with all the listeners and then just go wild. Just do a bunch of stuff. That would be amazing.
Or you could just do a resort.
I know. You could. But then you're not like on a boat. And a boat is cool. I like a boat.
You could do a boat excursion.
Yeah. But then I like a boat. But then, you know.
Wait, hold on. If we did this, we could, you know, choose a place.
Yes.
Choose a resort somewhere tropical that we liked. And then we could do one of those sunset cruises.
Okay, we could.
That would get your boat and your boat in.
Yeah, it's not the same vibe. I'm telling you right now, I think you would really love it if you were in a balcony room.
Yes.
And you opened up the door and you
slept at night. I said I'll do a Ritz cruise.
Yeah, a Ritz cruise. That's the first thing we're going to do is the Ritz cruise. Yeah, listen.
Dream big, Brian.
I agree with you. You got to dream
big. Shoot for the stars.
Dream big. Paychecks are small. That's the way that it is. Listen, I'm all about manifesting. I'm all about that. All about it. But I think we're going to have to shoot a little lower than the Ritz cruise because one cabin in a Ritz cruise costs what it probably costs to rent out a Carnival cruise line. It's like $31,000. It's insane.
Yeah.
And they're filling them up. How do I know?
I know.
Because I see them. Like, they send me this information all the time.
I know. I've gotten it, too. And I started looking into it because I was like, ooh, maybe, like, for a special occasion, Jeff and I's 10-year anniversary or something. Ooh, this would be fun. But, I mean, they are crazy expensive.
They are crazy, crazy expensive. They are.
For, like, just the base level.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like $12,000 for a four-night cruise.
Per person.
Per person. Mm-hmm. It's just way too much. Now, what you get is amazing. You essentially get a floating spa, a floating Ritz spa.
Oh, but I'm sure not all of that is included.
No.
You get the room.
And some food.
Right.
If you need food, they'll give it to you, but it's not going to be the good food. That's not how it works. That's any cruise line. That's Disney cruise line. I mean, Disney gives you pretty good food, but if you want to go get like the really nice food, you got to pay extra for it.
Sure.
If you want booze, you got to go pay extra for that. That's how it works. That's how they get you. And then they give you those damn wristbands where you're not even paying attention to how much you're spending. Yeah, there's no way. You don't have to physically do anything. It's unbelievable. And listen, I love a Ritz-Carlton. I've been lucky enough in my life to stay at a few.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. They are the best hotel chain in the world, my opinion. I've stayed at a lot, not all of them, but I've been stayed at a lot of luxury hotel chains, but I've stayed in a number of them. And the Ritz, just there's something about the dark woods and the lion and the service. It's really a fun experience if you ever get an opportunity. Once in your life, just once in your life, save up enough money to spend a night at a Ritz, a night or two at a Ritz, like in a tropical location, you know, Fernandina, Miami, wherever, Tampa.
The Naples one.
Naples
is
one is great. Yeah. Naples one is just as expensive as the cruise. You cannot find a room there for less than $2,000 a night. I know. I thought about, like, we were down there on vacation and I thought, it was kind of nearish to my anniversary. And I said, let me take Astrid for a night or two over at the Ritz. And then I looked at the prices and I said, let me stay right here in this cheap Airbnb.
Yeah. For a drink.
That's right. It's exactly
what we do.
Yeah. The good news is I could walk outside of my Airbnb and see the Ritz. 18 stories in the air. I mean, we drove by it a lot. I said, look, remember? We did our honeymoon there because that's where we did our honeymoon.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's take a break. And when I get back, I want to talk a little bit more about Carnival Cruises. They've made some interesting changes to their behavior policies.
Really?
Yes. And,
I might have needed to.
I think they might have needed to. Listen, and we'll get into it. Okay. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire Commercial Break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you could make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors, and then we'll return to this episode of The Commercial Break.
I have been watching some videos from Carnival cruises lately where people are getting kicked off of the Carnival cruise for breaking a number of the new rules that Carnival has installed, I think, to keep everyone safe and happy.
Yeah.
Listen, Carnival has kind of become the party cruise, like one long booze cruise. And you can understand that when you're trying to run a cruise line, that's fine. You can make a good chunk of change doing that. But because they are relatively accessible, it's one of the, it's not the lowest price cruise line, but it's one of the lower. It's value, right? You can get a room and probably get a good room for cheap. And quite frankly, most of us need that right now. But what happens is large groups of people are congregating inside of clubs, inside of the, on the deck, wherever. And they sometimes get a little bit out of control with the booze. Yeah. And so Carnival has taken a number of steps to tamp down on this. Now, you can argue that this is what needs to be done if they want to survive as a cruise line and continue to have families show up, continue to have anybody. I mean, listen, if you go to a cruise and it's just so loud and rambunctious that it's uncomfortable, you're probably not going to return to the cruise line. That's true. But for the people for the people who are loud and rambunctious, if that's what you're looking for, then this is your cruise line, right?
And apparently a lot of people are looking for that, right?
I've seen videos where there must be 1,000 people on the deck, on like the Lido deck where the pool is and all that.
Just raging.
Just dancing and raging and, you know, not an inch, square inch in the pool. Everybody's just sitting there, loud music. It looks like fun if I was 10 years younger, right? If I was 10 years younger, it would look like fun. But now I have children. I would never vote that cruise line because I needed to be a little bit calmer.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a little bit, right? People have been falling off of cruise ships. Fights have been happening. Bags are stolen.
I can imagine the fights.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Carnival cruise fights. It's a whole, there's a whole.
You throw alcohol, sun, alcohol, people in bikinis and but good looking bodies and jealousy. What I can only imagine.
Yes. And you have a whole subgenre of Instagram videos that are Carnival cruise fights. I mean, it's just what it is.
Wow.
And to be fair, listen, there are also Disney cruise fights. There are Disney World fights. I mean, there are lots, you know, people are on edge. Everybody's on edge. But that Carnival cruise seems to be a magnet for this, for like it just taking it too far. And so there are other people now who are posting videos where they are actually getting kicked off the ship.
How do they kick you off the ship? They
have
like
put
a
you
tender?
In a jail.
Oh,
or they lock you in your room.
I've heard about the cruise ship jail.
There is a cruise ship jail. Something. It is a room with no windows, essentially. A room with
no windows
or television. And they'll put you in there until you make it to your next destination. Then you're on your own getting home. And
really?
That, yes. And that is probably not the best situation. Especially
they
if you just
drop you off in an island somewhere and say, figure it out yourself?
Yep. That's it. They have the right to do it. They have to maintain order on the cruise ships. Listen, when you're out in international waters, it is a lawless land.
That's true.
There is no, there are maritime laws, there are treaties, but there's no real law. And that's why that there are also a whole subgenre of investigative journalism around people who go missing or get killed or get assaulted on ships because the cruise ships fiercely defend their territory. They fiercely defend their own right to investigate their own situations. And when it happens in the middle of sea, they're the first and last authority. Now, usually someone, like if you're out in the Mediterranean, or let's say you're crossing the Atlantic and something bad happens, someone goes missing, someone gets murdered, whatever. Wherever the boat is flagged is usually going to be involved in the investigation. And then usually wherever the person was from, right? Like the U.S., but they have limited investigative possibilities and opportunities because the cruise ship can largely dictate when, where, and how those investigations happen.
Wow.
You don't have any authority on a boat in the middle of the ocean. You just don't.
Who's the air traffic controllers of the seas?
No one.
Okay.
You are. You are. Maritime law keeps you in check. And how do I know this? Because I have an app on my phone. I follow maritime traffic. There are well-known shipping routes and cruising routes and recreational.
And they just kind of stay in touch with each other, or you, I guess you just see another ship.
Yeah, you have radar, and most of them have global tracking. Almost every boat that does any kind of activity out in the open ocean has tracking for two reasons. Number one, in case you get lost, but number two, to keep an eye so that you are visible to other boats.
Okay, that makes sense.
And so that other boats are
visible
to you. But
there's no one main hub.
No, there's not air traffic control. Like, and I'll get back to Carnival, but when you cross the Atlantic on an airplane, you fly up to the furthest point, like mm-hmm. Newfoundland, Canada. You mm-hmm. fly up to the farthest point, and then you travel across the shortest distance to get over to land in Europe, right? And you sometimes might fly over Greenland or what. I mean, however, it depends on where you're flying.
Okay.
But there are air traffic controllers who maintain those routes. And every day, based on weather patterns and traffic patterns, they will decide. There's A, B, C, D, E, and F. There's all kind of lines in the sky, highways mm-hmm, in the sky.
Right.
And the traffic pattern often goes one way at a certain time and another way at a certain time, and they separate you, or they have everybody flying on the same line because of weather. So let's say today they're using A, right? So the air traffic controller puts you on pattern A, and there you will go. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you are so far out in the ocean that there is no air traffic control that you can communicate with, except via a global position, like there's a global text message system, essentially. So you have to relay on other airplanes that are behind you, that can hear you, that can pick up your air traffic. It's a little scary when you think about it.
You would know this stuff.
When you get on a ship, there is nothing like that.
Okay.
They stay in touch with each other. There's maritime friendliness.
It seems like there's just so many cruise lines out there, but I guess the ocean is so very big.
It's vast. Mm-hmm. It's vast. Yeah. When we went on our cruise in the Mediterranean, we could see other boats at night, mm-hmm. either following us or on the side of us, going up, pacing us almost like the exact same. Now, they're probably a half a mile or a mile away, but that is done, I think, because we're all going in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we would see those ships in port at the next port because there's only so many combinations. But then also, I think it's for safety, right? It's to make sure that nothing happens. And if something does happen, there's power in numbers. You've got some friends. You've got something that can go on. Carnival Cruise, known as this kind of value cruise ship operator, they have largely catered to people who normally can't afford like luxury cruising. So they fit this bill.
Yeah.
And they can give you really cheap rooms, like $259 for a 4-day cruise for a person.
I've seen those. Yeah.
And they feed you, and sometimes they booze you depending on what package you get, and then they let rip. And then everyone just gets on the cruise ship and shit goes crazy. So they've been putting some new rules in place, and they are not kidding, because I have seen these videos of, like, you know, 24-year-old college girl brings booze on the cruise in some kind of container, gets caught, and then gets put in the maritime jail inside of the thing, and then she gets dropped off at the next location. No shit. So there's now a curfew. Minors under the 18 must be in their stateroom or accompanied by an adult that is over the age of 25 after 1 a.m. Sounds like it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Disruptive behavior. Guests can be fined up to $5,000, removed from the cruise without refund, or blacklisted for violating behavioral codes and rules. Noise. You're no longer allowed to run or shout in the hallway. It is prohibited, and you can be fined or kicked off the cruise.
Which means there were a ton of people doing this before.
Of people.
Okay.
There are people who do this for content creation.
Well, right.
They like make videos of themselves running down the halls at 3 a.m, banging on doors and screaming and yelling like someone's getting murdered. It's not cool.
Who wants to swing?
Yeah, exactly. No more pineapples on the door. Nah, that one didn't. They didn't go that far. They know their niche market.
Yes.
That's right. Dance floor rules. Consuming drinks on the dance floor is no longer allowed.
Okay.
I don't know how that stops anyone from drinking. You just pop off the dance floor, sip it up, and they get back
on
the dance floor.
Well, there was probably a lot of spilling going on, people falling,
One of the rules that has got a lot of people bent out of shape, but I think this is perfectly reasonable, is that pool chairs left unattended for more than 40 minutes will have the belongings removed. So what a lot of people were doing on these cruises.
Saving seats.
It's not cool.
No.
Don't do it. If you're going to be at the pool chairs, be at the pool chairs. If you're not going to be at the pool chairs, let somebody else go. If you have a pool chair and you go to take a dip for 20 minutes,
yeah,
I can understand
fine.
That. Yeah.
Otherwise, if you're spending the entire day in the pool, then you don't need the chair anyway.
You don't need the chair anyway.
Put yourself on the side of the pool.
Put it on the side of the pool. Or better yet, if you go down to take a nap in your stateroom,
well, right.
And you're leaving two pieces of clothing on the chair so that 2 hours later you can have the same fantastic seat you had before,
yes.
It's not fucking fair. Don't do that. You're just being rude and entitled. That's what you're doing. You need to see it from someone else's perspective. Speakers and radios, all personal speakers, including Bluetooth, are now banned in public spaces to ensure guest safety. Fans. Now, I don't understand this one as much as I maybe could, but the handheld fans.
Oh, there's the big thing with the ravers.
Yeah, the clack fans is what they call them, are
they
now
flip open.
Oh, they do? Okay. They're now prohibited in nightclubs and indoor dance floors for safety reasons, but battery-powered fans are still permitted. Interesting.
Yeah, well, now I had a friend tell me that the fans are the new glow sticks.
Oh, really?
For the dancers.
Okay, that is interesting. I had no idea that that was a thing. All right, well, keep your fans at home, kids.
Click, clack.
Yeah, click, clack. Get back, Jack. Attack! Click, clack! I don't know. I don't know what was going on with the fans.
I don't know why they're being banned, but okay.
There's a lot of people on the social media that are upset about the fans one way or the other. Like, thank God they, I don't know, were the fans that big of a problem?
Maybe they were like hitting people in the face or
probably.
Something?
Maybe they're probably whipping them open in people's eyeballs. I don't know. I don't know. If somebody knows, let me know. I really am interested. Marijuana. All cannabis products are now banned on board because they are illegal under federal law, and violators will face arrest and be removed from the ship. So, you know, and then there's behavior and consequences, fan ban. Listen.
Fan ban.
Fan ban. I just think some of this sounds like common sense.
But apparently there were people that were abusing it, so, and we know.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah. A lot of them aren't well.
A lot of them aren't well, and they'll take advantage. You give them an inch, they take a mile. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. I can't say it's never happened to me or I've never been that guy either. But I was young and dumb. And so, you know, by tailoring the experience a little bit more toward people who have a little more maturity, I think you'll cut a lot of the crap out. Mm-hmm. Like, if you got to be 25 to be out after 1 a.m., then okay. But here's the thing. The people who are probably upset about this type of behavior aren't out at 1 a.m. anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't understand how that works, but okay. You do you, Carnival Cruise. But people are crazed. Some people are really upset about this. They feel like this is, you know, you cut out all the party. I'm never going on there again. Hey, listen.
Well, go get on Jimmy Buffett.
That's it. I was just going to say, Jimmy Buffett's cruise line will happily take you. Cockroaches and all. Dirty sinks and bloody sheets and everything you want. Margaritaville's got it for you.
Yeah.
Discount captain, discount boat with a discount captain. I don't know that, but I've seen videos from there too. And that
no hat, no problem.
Yeah, no hat, no fan, no problem. Don't worry about it. Bring your fans on the Margaritaville cruise. They're all about it. They'd just be happy to have anybody.
Yeah.
I watched some really pathetic videos from that cruise line. I mean, people are.
Which is a shame. Jimmy, you know, he's not around to defend it anymore, I guess. And how long did they have this cruise line before he died? Because, you know, I've seen specials about these Margaritaville retirement resorts.
Those things
are big money and look like a ton of fun.
Listen, we went to
like
one of the
cruise
resorts.
Line did.
Yeah, they have the retirement villages. They have the resorts.
We went to a resort
in Panama City, and
yeah,
I can't say it was terrible.
Yeah.
I can't. The place was clean. We had a house, like a bungalow with a
margarita machine,
ice machine, pool with water slides, perfectly lovely people, a nice bar and grill that you can hang out at. It wasn't the Ritz, that's for sure.
Right.
But it didn't need to be. We had a ton of fun with the kids. So, but Margaritaville Cruise Line, I don't know what went wrong there.
Something happened.
They loaned his name to it, and it's just a shitty cruise ship. With shitty pipes and
an old shrimp boat.
It is like, it's like one of those, you know, deadliest catch boats. that they tried to doll up. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker, and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
Well, we haven't been here since Halloween, so how was it?
Oh, I had a blast over Halloween.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day. It had been raining all that week, and then the clouds parted, and it was beautiful. Oh, we had tons of trick-or-treaters. I love Halloween. I love dressing up. I love decorating, scaring the kids, giving out candy, the whole thing. We did it. We did it for 3 hours or so. Rachel came over. We had a blast.
Wow.
A little wine, a little candy, a little scare, trick-or-treat, boo. And we had to shut it down because we get so many.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we ran out of candy.
And how much candy do you think you had?
A lot. I mean, I had an 8-pound thing of assorted chocolates.
Okay.
All the good ones. Kit Kats, Hershey's, all that.
Yeah.
The good ones.
Yeah.
And a 4-pounder of the Skittles.
Wow.
So when I mixed it all together, I mean, we had a lot.
A bucket of candy.
3 buckets.
Wow. And you gave it all away.
Gave it all away.
And so it's just like a stream of people just coming down the street
at all given times?
I mean,
you know, it starts off, we first had people come in at
It's a trickle turns into a faucet.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
As soon as the sun goes down. Uh-huh. Yeah. And was it mainly younger kids, or did you have a good mix of teenagers?
It was mainly younger kids. Yeah. I would say below the age of like 11,
let's say 10 or 11. Kids. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there were a few sprinkled in. And I have to say there were some parents, too. We were like, okay, here.
Parents that like knocked on the door and said trick or treat?
Well, they like went up to the thing with the group of the kids.
And they wanted candy also?
Well, usually it was that they were getting it for their little baby.
Okay.
That was out in the stroller.
The babies don't eat candy. Come on. I mean, listen, I gotta say we were
I think our neighborhood is one of those that people drive to from other areas.
We were doing the whole trick or treat thing. We were running up and down the street at a different neighborhood that a friend of one of the kids, because our neighborhood is not super conducive as a busy road.
Yeah.
So we don't want the kids walking up and down it. And so we were walking around and we really hadn't eaten dinner. The adults hadn't eaten dinner.
Yeah.
So Astrid at one point was like, oh, make sure you get one for our youngest.
Uh-huh.
And then she was like, And also, I'm not going to be mad if you get me a Kit Kat.
Right.
And listen, fair enough. When you're hungry, you're hungry, you know? And if people are just giving out candy, okay. But I wasn't like purposefully going up and taking candy for myself. I mean, maybe once. I said, oh, those Skittles are good. I'll take one of those. I mean, but there are people who just go crazy. There are some people who put like large candies in the basket, whole packs of Starburst. Big things of Kit Kat. You know, there was this one guy, he was sitting by himself. He had his trunk of his car open. He had like decorated it lightly.
Isn't starting off good.
Yeah. Well, you know, he had
a tall boy
of like Schlitz. I'm not even kidding. Older man, probably in his 60s. He had diabetic socks on with shorts.
Yes.
And he was like,
compression socks.
He's sitting in a lawn chair and there's some old, like, you know, R&B playing on the radio.
I love this guy.
I was all into the vibe. Yeah. I go, you're having the best time here. But he had just the monstrous candy, like the candy bars you pay for individually, Nestle Crunch and Hershey's bars and big packs of Skittle, all kind of like great
He's
candy.
The candy man.
In these two buckets just sitting on the hatch of his car, you know? And like,
just stick your head in there for a minute.
Yeah.
And grab it.
Just go ahead, young man. Jump up in the car. There's more where that came from. Ah. Do you like Earth, Wind, and Fire? Yeah, come in here and I'll teach you about Earth, Wind, and Fire. I got a handy Nestle Crunch bar for you.
Oh my God, you know what was mixed in with some of our the big thing of chocolate I got was the Almond Joys. And I was like,
Jesus.
But people loved them.
People still doing Almond Joy?
Yeah,
what's wrong with you? Coconut doesn't. I mean, I get it. People like
I like almonds.
Yeah, but not the coconut and the nugget and the almonds and the chocolate. It's just a terrible, wasteful concoction.
Combo.
Yeah. And while we're at it, let's not give out candy corn anymore.
No.
No one likes it.
No.
I think it's cute to put like the little pumpkin candy corns in a bag. And while we're at it, Twizzlers. What are we doing with Twizzlers? You buy those at movie theaters. When you, I don't know, when you're a teenager, your first movie, and you don't know what else to get, let's get Twizzlers. Twizzlers are a terrible thing to give away.
You need the Hershey's, you need the Butterfingers.
Sour Patch Kids, yeah, Kit Kats.
Skittles.
Butterfingers, Skittles.
That's the good stuff.
You know, Dippin' Dots, I don't know, not Dippin' Dots, but the, what do you call them?
The Pixie Sticks.
Yeah, the Pixie Sticks are great, too. The Fun Dip. One of my friends was giving away Fun Dip. I thought, you know, whole big Fun Dips. I was like, wow, that's impressive. And
You're spending some cash on this stuff.
$100 we spent on candy.
Yeah, we spent $100, too.
And it's just, you know, it's a lot. But it is fun to watch all of the kids dressed up, having so much fun, especially the young ones, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years
That's
old. That's the sweet spot.
That's so cute.
Come on in and look at my Earth, Wind, and Fire collection. That's the sweet spot. Those are the kids that I really enjoy watching. And in this neighborhood, there was like a gang of people, like adults and parents that we had been with last year that we were with again. And, you know, I don't know, there's like 40 of us just walking down the street together. And all the kids, most of the kids are under the age of 13, a lot of them under the age of 7 years old. And they're just so fucking cute. I mean, they really are.
They're
just
exciting.
Adorable. They're excited. It's exciting. Yes. I love it. And then an hour in, I'm fucking done. I'm done. As soon as it starts getting cold, I'm like, okay, guys, let's get out of here.
Yeah, we were lights out at 8.
Yeah, we were back home by 8:30. And the only reason it took us a half an hour to get home, but we were really, it got cold. That's the problem. It seems like Halloween is like the line of demarcation with cold weather in Atlanta. You know, it gets cold right at Halloween. And that drives me crazy. I wish it would stay warm just a little bit longer. And then on top of that, that goddamn moving your clocks. Let's stop that shit immediately.
Yeah, the old spring forward, fall back.
I love an hour and extra sleep like everybody else does, but this is the whole clock bouncing back and forth is really bothersome to me.
Yeah, pick one.
Pick one. And in 19 states, they have voted to keep daylight savings all year round, right? So in other words.
Oh, they did?
The fall back. Yes. But only if it becomes a federal mandate. Only if it becomes federal. And, you know, Trump didn't sign it. Biden didn't sign it. Trump's not signed. I don't know what Trump's doing over there. It's a goofball.
He doesn't seem to know either. He didn't know who he pardoned.
Yeah, he has no idea who he pardoned. Trillionaire from Binance. He has no idea who that guy is. But the next day, Trump coin. Bitcoin. Trump coin on Binance. Go figure. But I have no idea who he is. No clue. Man. Yeah. They just tell me who to pardon.
Right.
Well,
They said it.
Well, listen, you know, Diddy's next. Guaranteed. Watch. Mark my words. Diddy is next. Mm. All right. We got a week full of fun coming your way, kids.
Whee!
Woohoo! I did have fun at Halloween. I do.
I love it. Yeah, I just love it.
I do like to watch the kids. They're a lot of fun.
I even watched the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown this year.
You watch Good Gravy, Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
I had it on in the background as I was cooking one night, and I was like, oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, it's a cute movie.
It is.
It is. It's cute. I don't know if Charlie Brown held up as well as some of the other Christmas classics, like holiday classics, but I do still like watching the Snoopy.
It was on Apple.
Yeah. Snoopy on Thanksgiving, and it's fun. Snoopy's still riding down that Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah, he is.
Every single time. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I love it. God bless America. God bless America. All right, do us a favor. 212-433-3TCB. 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all right there at that phone number. We'd love to hear from you. Get involved in the conversation. You can follow us at The Commercial Break. You can follow us individually. Brian W. Green. What's yours? Kristen
it's
Bransford?
TCB Chrissy.
TCB Chrissy.
Mm-hmm.
TCB Chrissy. Go get it. I'll put a link in the show notes there for you. And at The Commercial Break is, of course, our Master Services account, in case you want to join up over there. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. And tcbpodcast.com for all the episodes, audio and video. They're all living right there. And yeah, we love you. You love us. We know how it goes. Join in the conversation. Help us. Oh, you get your free sticker too if you go to the contact
That's
us
right.
button, drop down menu, says, I want my free sticker. We'll give it to you. We're obligated. We're obligated. Now we're in it. Now we can't get out of it. Now I got to pay $1.50 every time someone gives me their address or puts me on a coupon site or some
that's
shit
right.
like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you. And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Get out.